I don't know how it works, how this enlightenment and losing your I and the sense of nothingness can combine with living in the real world where you have to adopt an I.
And what do you mean by I? I don't understand what you mean. It's just so easy. You turn, you pick it up, you put it in your hand, you take one, put it in your mouth, and say, do I need an eye for this? It's the same as picking up the telephone or checking your email, brushing your teeth, putting on your shoes. What do you mean? What are you really talking about?
Yes, it's a duality, a sense of here and not there, a sense of me and not you.
Well, okay. Monday morning and you are asleep and then tring! Alarm clock. You get out of your bed. You walk to the shower. You get dressed. You eat something. You pack your things which you need for the day. And you go. Do we need duality or eyes or that is it? You go to your work, you say hello to your colleagues. Good morning. Nice sweater you have. Telephone, you pick it up. Ooh, there's the coffee. Wonderful, thank you. Also a cookie. This is a wonderful day. Oh, I have to write a letter. Oh, I have to look something up. Oh, I have a meeting. Oh, where is my pen? Oh, what a nice weather. Better than yesterday. Oh, it's already 5 o'clock. I go home. What shall I eat tonight? It's by spinach. Wild spinach tonight. Ice cream. With ice cream. As dessert. You watch television. You say, what a crazy world. Then you watch The Bold and the Beautiful. You say, what a wonderful world. Yeah. You go to sleep. Next morning, drink. Sweetheart, this is life. You already look much better. So now do we need duality and do we need eyes and God knows what? No, it's just this. This is it. Excruciating common. We all want a fairy tale life. It doesn't exist. We all have common lives. Eating, drinking, going to the bathroom, putting on a new sweater, saying, hi, have a nice day. And yet this utterly common life can be so rich. It can be enriched by your peace. Our lives are utterly common. We face loneliness, yes relations, no relations, yes children, no children, good job, bad job, whatever. Good parents, terrible parents. So common. We are all exactly the same going through life. We have a little choice in either nagging, being negative, complaining, and judgmental, or drop all of this and enrich it with peace and love coming from your heart. Shall we leave all this nonsense out of duality and I? We can really do very well without. This is the world. This is our lives. This is reality. Spirituality is not apart from reality. People always talk about, this is my spiritual life, and now I have my daily life. Spirituality is charging your batteries to live better, to live more well, to live more whole, to live more in peace, to live more love, to live more your potential and your wisdom. But it needs to permeate in everything, in making coffee, in brushing your shoes, cleansing your shoes. It needs to permeate in everything, in all our so-called common activities, and enriching them in this way, because you enrich them with your awareness and your attention. It doesn't matter for what. You can enrich all the moments of your life, whatever you do, with permeating with love and awareness. There's nothing outside our daily life. This is our daily life. This morning, shower, clothing, breakfast, there we go. So common. Just contemplate about it. Let it digest. And see what it, how it speaks to you. Don't accept anything what we say here. Never accept anything. Investigate for yourself. Is this really so? She says it. What does it mean? I have to investigate for myself. I have to find out myself. I need to realize myself. Otherwise I'm in another church with ideas and dogmas. No. No dogmas, no ideas. We use ideas, but as a tool. Eventually, all goes out. What is there? Nothingness. Which means everythingness.